This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has openly criticized the Bharatiya Janata Party's promotion of a one leader ideology for India, describing it as insulting. He emphasizes the strength and beauty of India's diversity, likening the nation to a bouquet of flowers. Gandhi's remarks highlight the controversy over the BJP's approach to leadership and governance. Moving to next topic, in an interview with ANI, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has unveiled his vision for transforming India into a developed nation by the year 2047. He addressed concerns regarding constitutional changes and underscored his commitment to development-oriented policies. Responding to the opposition's fears, Prime Minister Modi clarified that his decision-making process is solely directed towards the nation's development, not for intimidating anyone. This marks a significant stance towards ensuring India's progressive path forward. Moving to next topic. Electoral bonds debate, PM Modi clarifies stance on controversial funding method. Prime Minister Narendra Modi defends electoral bonds amidst a Supreme Court ruling that deemed them unconstitutional. He emphasized their role in reducing black money in elections. Furthermore, Modi accuses the opposition of spreading lies about the scheme. He claims that everyone will realize its benefits upon honest reflection. Moving to next topic. In a recent event, the Election Commission conducted a surprise inspection on Rahul Gandhi's helicopter in Nilgiris. Rahul Gandhi, the Congress candidate from Wayanad, Kerala, has begun his election campaign with a road show. He is competing against Kerala BJP President K. Surendran and CPI's Annie Raja. Moving to our last topic, why India is now the top investment destination, outshining Japan and China according to latest survey. India is now the preferred destination over Japan and China for investments. A Bloomberg Markets Live Pulse survey reveals this shift, with India's prowess in turning economic growth into corporate profits taking center stage. The survey, engaging 390 respondents, found that nearly half favor India for investments. This reflects confidence in India's strong equities market and its efficient growth to earnings conversion.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.